This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
You know why we have Aaron Bell here tonight, right?
No. It's to give me homework assignments 2 seconds before we're going to start recording.
Nick messaged me on Twitter. He's like, "Are we recording tonight? I know you said you wanted a week off," and I was like, "Nope, we're recording." He's like, "Did you tell Aaron Bell about our soundtrack thing?" I was like, "Oops, I did now."
Aaron, he said last Sunday, "I'm taking a week off," and I said, "All right, see you next Wednesday."
Nick, you know I can't quit you.
See the love fest over here, Bell? Come on now.
I know how it is.
Get on this comfy couch.
I don't even remember why I told you to get on. You were mad about something, Aaron. I remember that.
I'm usually mad about something.
You are usually mad about something. You are. It's true.
I was complaining about. Now I don't remember. Oh, the art from. What is it? Last song? No, it's something. There was something I was complaining about in the chat. And you're like, "We need to bring you on and cheer you up."
You complain about so many things, it's hard to keep track. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hard. Well, so many things are terrible. It's not my fault.
Aaron,
should we list them alphabetically, or should we go by order of importance?
No, I mean, you should list them by mood.
Alphabetize them.
Yeah, list them by mood. Because I know some people like to read alphabetically. Some people like to read by mood. So I want you to list your complaints by mood.
I have no complaints. Today was a good day.
God damn it, Aaron. You just ruined this podcast.
Yes!
The point of this whole thing was to make you not be so glum.
Trust me. During whatever conversation we have, I'm sure something will come up.
I have an addendum, Nick.
Okay. And then I have something.
Okay.
So... I can either do mine first, or you can do yours first.
Well, my addendum is very quick.
And then okay, go ahead. And mine's pretty quick, too.
So last week, we had a great conversation, Nick. Let me tell you that. I enjoyed our little play, our pretend trolling on this podcast.
I just want to play. That's all I want to do.
You know, I read this book that I mentioned, not by name, one more time. And it was great. And Paul and I talked about it on Valley Central Podcast. And so I was wrong. So that's my idea.
And then you got a message from me saying, "Was this the book that we were talking about? Because I'm completely clueless." And you go, "Yes, it was." And it was great.
It was great.
See, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And it was good. I enjoyed it.
I mean, now people know it's a Valiant book, but we're not going to talk about it. All right. What's your addendum, Nick?
No, mine's just a little shoehorn, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Legionnaires. Welcome to Nerdy Legion.
You've been doing
so good. On to the comfy couch.
You've been
with
doing
Mr.
So good.
Martino Ferretti and one Aaron Bell. I would say he's number two on the Nerdy Legion network for most podcasts that you can hear Aaron Bell.
Really?
Well, Ronnie's number one,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, Ronnie's number one.
He's on the most.
Do I do that many? I don't think I do.
I think you do. You do the wrestling one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're on three if you want to include open bar.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about open bar.
That is true.
I usually don't. I usually have no recollection that happens.
I mean, it's called open bar.
Man, I got to tell you, Nick, you're a professional because open bar is now his own podcast.
Ooh. Well, that sort of stinks because, man, our Nerdy Legion podcast network, our Nerdy Legion podcast numbers mm-hmm. were going up like crazy. It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Because we were getting the After Dark ones, we were getting the open bar ones. I mean, we were scooting right along.
Yep. Now we just have to do it by the merit of our quote unquote talent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is scary. We're gonna hit the shitter now.
That's why we invited on guests.
We did, and you know what? This episode is brought to you by Aaron Bell himself.
Ah.
Yes, it's true. You can go to fuckyou.aaronbell.com.
Aww.
It's true.
It's not nice.
It's our actual... No, no.
It's a thing. It is a legitimate site.
Oh, my Lord.
So for anyone that listened to Open Bar 5, which I guess was Nerd Legion 104, maybe. Anyways, you can now go to nerdlegion.com/podcast/OB, and you'll see episode 5 there.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a new hashtag in town. It's the hashtag Fuck You Aaron Bell. And so it's been a joke, you know, for what, like 2 weeks now, Aaron?
No, it's longer than that. I mean, it started in just chatting with Ronnie.
Yeah.
And he started that up, but then it started trending worldwide when he brought it up on the Nerdy Legion Open Bar podcast.
It did start trending worldwide. It was second to Donald Trump Jr. That's how popular it was.
Yep.
So anyways,
currently it's only behind Doctor Who.
Wow. You're in high company there.
Yeah, it's true. So tonight, Aaron said something. Oh, he needed a link to the Slack channel. And so I said...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know, nobody knows. Nobody gets it.
I'll put it this way. The last time I was there was December 23rd of last year. Because
smart.
That's, yeah. It told me when I had logged in.
Yeah, I haven't been smart on there in forever.
You have 4 billion messages since December 23rd. Like, oh,
And then did you quickly back away? Like, nope, not going in there.
No, I read some of the conversation, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this, and I stopped.
Yeah, Martin, during the book that shall not be named, he's like, well, we were talking about it in our offshoot Facebook messenger, and I just had to give Martin a reality check. I was like, dude, if you see me commenting, that's when I'm reading. I am not going – I don't care if Facebook says – you have missed 81 messages. Yeah. Would you like to go to the top and read? I'm like, nope.
Mm-hmm. You don't like waking up in the morning and seeing you have like 295 notifications?
Oh, yeah, because they start at like 6 in the morning.
Absolutely.
And they go like through at least 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in our group sleeps.
Anyway, well, I miss the night stuff. I'm usually the first one to start it up because I think I'm up the first.
Yeah. Yeah, you, Paul, and I are up really early, but you might be the first. Anyway, so tonight Aaron wanted the link to the Slack channel, and so I said, just go to fuckyou.aaronbell.com, and, you know, when you put a link in Messenger, it gives you a preview of the website, and sure as hell, there was a preview for a website. So I clicked on it, and it's some dude that makes, like, Minecraft maps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now you know my
cross
secret.
Promotion.
Yeah,
you're one of those people that get paid by YouTube advertisements. Is that what happens?
Yeah, no. Now you know my secret. I'm a Minecraft billionaire.
I was gonna say you're quite the onion. I want to peel back some of those layers. I want to dig inside the mind of Bell.
That's how I read so many comics.
Sounds like you should do a 20 questions.
I wish I had 20 questions. If I would have known, I would have prepared.
Well, you have 6 minutes.
No, it takes me longer than that, Pally.
Well, hey, that's about 4 minutes less than what Martin gave you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Aaron could do it, you could do it.
I believe in you. It takes me a little bit of time. Somebody was like, you should do an interview podcast. I'm like, you know how long it takes me to prep for that? And you know how long it takes me to prep for Nerdy Legion? Big difference.
Mm. Yeah, it takes a long time to prep for this.
You come up with 20 stock questions, and then you just modify it slightly for who you're interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of cake.
No, I can't do that. Can't do that.
Surely you can go to 20stockquestions.com. I'm sure that's a website.
Of course I could. I don't want to.
There's a link at fuckyou.aaronbell.com.
Oh, look, a video for Minecraft. I always wanted to build a castle.
Oh, man. Damn it. 20stockquestions.com is not a website, so I'm going to buy it. God, dog. How did no one think of that? That'd be perfect.
It would be.
That would be perfect. I don't know if you guys
can you
know
just
this.
Can you rewrite that back to the Nerdy Legion podcast so we can get some overflow?
Yeah. I'm going to...
Thank you.
I'm going to purchase a bunch of domains. I'm going to... I'm going to reroute the forumforgeeks.com to nerdlegion.com.
Thank you.
You should also buy like a bunch of weird political related
things. Oh, man, genius. Yes.
And just have them all cycle back to our podcast.
Yes. Why didn't I think of that? I do own Valiant.ninja. And I've never used it.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So there's news. There's news. There's news.
Oh.
You want to hear the news?
Well, I was going to ask. I was going to crack open the chestnut that is Bell. I'm dying to know his comic book reading.
Oh, crack it open.
Now, would you say the most comics you're reading because of the podcast is DC related?
No. It was for a bit when I was reading everything DC was putting out for the podcast. But
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, it was crazy. I started dropping stuff that I had zero interest in. Mm-hmm. And then as, you know, I mean, it's like a year into the books now. So I've been dropping stuff that I just don't care about. So I'd say right now I'm like regularly reading about half of what DC does.
Mm.
But I read, you know, I mean, a stupid amount of books from Image. I read everything that now Lion Forge is putting out.
Yes.
And Valiant. And Aftershock. Well, most everything from Aftershock. There's a couple I don't like. I wanted to ask you about this.
What did you not like about Unholy Grail?
Yeah, it just didn't grab me.
Okay.
That was, you know, for me right now, I read so many things that if a book in the first issue doesn't really get me interested, I'm not going to start a new title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I'm just curious because I had some issues with the first one also. It's the new Cullen Bunn. Who's the artist? Like, I don't remember. Doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
I like the art, but it's a new Cullen Bunn book for Aftershock. And I thought it was good. A lot happens, but nothing happens in that first issue, you know?
You know, that's my problem with a couple of the Aftershock books.
Hmm.
Like American Monster, I really like. But, I mean, I still don't think anything's happened.
I don't like that book because of that. Yeah.
I enjoyed that book, and then needless to say, I'm only buying when they're on sale.
Right.
But I finished the first arc, and I love the art. I love the covers were the thing that attracted me to the book, and then finding out Azzarello writes it. But after the first arc, I was like, that's a Seinfeld season. Nothing happened. What was I reading?
Like, yeah, like the whole thing is set up.
Yep.
I don't even know if it's set up. It just sort of meanders.
Hmm.
Like there was no arc. An arc is up and down. Like there was nothing that really had that. There were points where I thought something was going to happen, and then it just sort of went back to being dull.
And you know what the problem too is they did like, I think it was 3 issues and then it was off for like 2 months and then 4 came out and then it was off for a month or two and then 5 came out and then so that was the end of the arc and then they went on like a 4-month hiatus and 6 came out and now it's been like 2 months since 6 came out.
Yeah, and it's weird because I think the Aftershock trades collect 6 issues, right?
Well, they collect a trade. So it depends on the book. Some books do 5-issue trades, some do 6-issue trades.
Oh, and some
trades.
Are 6. Oh, okay. Because the couple that I picked up for people were 6.
Yep.
So I was, you know, like when 5 ended, I was expecting, you know, I mean, 6 took a while to come out, but I figured that would wrap it up, and it didn't at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, well, that's interesting.
And that's why their trades are a little more expensive, too. I didn't realize that at first when I went to order, what was it? I think it was when the first trade was... I don't even know. Some trade that I picked up. But it was like $20. And I was like, $20 for a trade?
Yeah.
I was like, I need to message Joe and get an Aftershock Central discount.
Yeah, I bought a couple for people at New York Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grabbed a bunch of their variant covers and a couple of the trades. And they told me how much I owed. I was like, whoa, huh? This math doesn't add up. And then I'm like, oh, because these books are, you know.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Way more expensive than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Good stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think Do you think that you're reading more Image now? When you look back in a month, would you say you're reading more?
I would probably say, see, now I'm trying to think, it's hard for me to tell what's some of what's Image and what's Boom and what's the other stuff. You know, because, you know, like Grass Kings isn't an Image book.
No, that's Boom, I think.
Yeah, that one's Boom. It, you know, like a lot of the creators that I just associate as being, oh yeah, this, if they're not working for, you know, Valiant or something, they're doing Image, but they're not. Mm-hmm. But I'd probably say, yeah, it's probably Image's overall probably the most stuff I read.
And are you reading any DC books that's under the DC umbrella that you're not reporting on your podcast, Rebirthically?
Yes, I think. Aren't I?
Well, I mean, you guys don't talk about stuff that's not Rebirth.
So right, like
that,
yeah.
That Dead Man book you guys didn't talk about, for example.
Oh, yeah, no, that one I didn't read.
Did you guys talk about the rise and fall of Captain Atom?
Captain Atom. We did very briefly when I think we talked, maybe Mike and Daryl were on one time.
Yeah.
We talked about it early on.
But there's a lot of stuff that you guys don't do because it's not Rebirth. And that's why, right. I was telling you about the name of the podcast. You guys should have named it like DC Central Podcast. I don't know. It's some shit.
DC Weekly Reads.
Yeah, DC Weekly Reads. There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
DC Noise would be a good one. You should try that.
Yeah, give those two a try.
Yeah, give those two a try. But
yeah, we'll start linking.
No, I'm just being selfish because I want to hear your takes on like Wildstorm stuff or Vertigo.
Well, yeah, I'm reading Wildstorm. I don't
hear anyone talking about that, and I'm dying to hear anyone's perspective on it.
I talk about it.
You never talk about it to me.
I talk about it
on
this
podcast. Get out of here. We talked about it once.
Listen, go back and read. Listen to the podcast.
How dare you?
Get Paul to listen to the podcast. He can tell you what happened.
Good luck with that.
Issue 6 is out this week, right? I think the new
issue
one.
6. I thought it was 5. I'm behind, so I don't know.
Yeah, that I'm behind.
I think you're right. I think it's 6.
I'm really behind.
Yeah, I've only read the first 2 or 3 that I got to catch up. So I'll try and do that this week.
Look, I'm still at least 100 issues behind.
I am down now. I did a huge catch up yesterday and today, and I am down to 57 comics.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. See, I'm off tomorrow. I took the day off tomorrow, so I'm going to read a bunch of comics, and I got to put a new bed together. And that's it.
57 comics. So, looking at that stack, what is the oldest one in that pile?
Probably an issue of Paper Girls.
When did it come out? I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm at like 6 issues behind, so
holy
6 months ago.
Christ. Wow. See, that's why I stopped doing floppies.
Wait.
And went to trades.
6 issues behind, and you're still reading it?
I want to finish it. I was enjoying it. I just haven't had time. Let's see. I have, 11 through 15. So I'm 5 behind.
Okay.
But I saw I think the last issue of the new Britannia series is out this week.
Yep.
I haven't read any of it because I didn't like the first one. But I've been grabbing the singles. And when 4 comes out, I figured I would just read them all together.
The new one's good. The new one's better.
That's what I heard. I figured if I read it all as one story, maybe it'll keep my attention more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I haven't read any of Royal City yet. That one was pretty good, I heard.
I don't think I read that. So, Nick, going back to your point, though, tell me how reading digital helps you stay up to date. Because now I'm curious.
Oh, it doesn't help.
Oh.
If you're asking me, it doesn't help me to stay up to date because I don't read any new comics.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you read some new comics, but you're reading them in floppies because somebody had you buy them.
Yeah, because jerks suggested that I pick up some, and then, of course, once you're in there, it's like eating a Lay's potato chip. You don't just eat one, so I'm buying at least 5 comics a month.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Oh, it stinks.
Know,
and as soon as I read them, honest to God, as soon as I read them, I just want to send them to somebody. Because it's like, I don't want this in my house. Mm. Get out of here. Like, where's my digital code?
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, when Aftershock started up, I don't know why, I was going to the store and buying, like, every number one that came out. Mm-hmm. And I have a bunch of them I got signed from people at New York. And then I was like, why am I keeping these? Like, I have them all digital. I'm never going to read the floppies. They're just sitting in a, you know, in a short box of newer stuff that I have to figure out what I'm going to do with. Mm-hmm. So I might unload them. I haven't decided yet. We'll see if anybody wants some number one Aftershock books.
I'm sure if you post in the group, somebody will pick them up.
Yeah. $2 billion. That's going to be my retirement money.
Somebody will buy those too.
Yeah.
We had to ban some guy because he was talking shit about CGC books.
Yeah, I was the one that kicked him.
Oh, you kicked them. Oh, good job, Aaron.
Yeah, I did.
I forgot you were an admin over there.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job. Yeah, he was an asshole.
Why was he ranting against CGC?
He's like, I don't understand why people would spend $50, $100 on a CGC book, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I forget what comic it was that somebody posted a picture of at his shop.
I think it was one of the, Animosity. Nuts. Animosity number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 9.8.
He starts going crazy about, oh, well, if that's the case, I have this book I'll sell you for $70. And I'm like, you're just being an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like the fact that some people enjoy this, then just fuck off.
That's the thing, right? Like, what is it to you if somebody wants to spend $50 or $100 or whatever on a CGC book?
Yeah.
Like, you're not buying the fucking book. Shut up.
That's what I tried to impress upon him before I kicked him. That I'm like, no one is forcing you to spend this money. You can go and buy the book for $5 or, you know, $4 or whatever. You could buy a digital copy of the book. No one is telling you, you have to go to this particular store because they have a 9.8 copy that they're selling for $100.
Mm-hmm. God,
or you could just send them a video of Chris Campbell opening up that 9.8 to be able to read it.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that I like, because a lot of people that buy CGC books just do it to have the book and maybe, you know, make some money off of it in the end. What I appreciate is people that are willing to spend money on a book that they actually want to complete a collection, even if it means purchasing a slab copy and popping that case open. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I love when Mike does it too.
That's how you know that somebody loves something, right? You're willing to spend that money on something nobody else would fucking touch.
Yeah.
You know? So props to you, Chris Campbell.
But you also know that you're getting exactly what you want to get. Whatever grade it is, you're getting that.
Well, right. That's why he does it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And plus, it's not like he's going to do anything with it, you know? He'll read it. It'll go back in the box. He might pick it up again in like 10 years to, you know, read it again.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, if you have a book that's, whatever, 50 years old, like, paper degrades pretty badly, you know what I mean? So, like, if you want to read a physical copy of that book and not a scanned copy or a digital copy, then you're going to have to spend money to get something that's legible. Because the paper turns brown and yellow, you know what I mean? It starts to stink. The ink bleeds on the word balloon, so it might be hard to read. So that's what I'm saying, dude. Props to you, brother. If I had that lawyer money, I'd do that too, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a good thing I have that Minecraft money.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know what? We might get loaded up soon. Because, Nick, I don't know if you know this, we have another sponsor.
Ooh.
We're the next sponsor. We're sponsoring ourselves.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't authorize that.
For some time, people have been asking about T-shirts. Martin, we need T-shirts. And Ronnie made some T-shirts. And some people got super angry at Ronnie's T-shirts. But now we're going to have legit T-shirts. So you can go to nerdylegion.com or nerdylegion.threadless.com. And you can order T-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, whatever. Right now it's just for this podcast because it's the best. But
Chicago's very own.
Tomorrow I'm off. Is it?
Yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
I like it. Yeah. Like, Ronnie and I talked about this T-shirt thing for a long time. And everything we looked for was just shitty. Like, the design sucks. Like, you know, you don't get any money off of it. Like, setting things up is complicated. This thing was so simple. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I actually, that's the one thing my mother will actually buy me, is threadless shirts.
No kidding.
Huh. Yeah, I sent her a couple designs for, God, this must have been 3 years ago, 4 years ago. A couple designs when she wanted, like, Christmas ideas. So I would send her, like, oh, here's a couple t-shirts I'd like. Mm-hmm. And she bought them. And then when the next year rolled around, she's like, do you want stuff from Threadless? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, send me some links. And I'm like, no, just go there and you pick out the shirts and here's my size and, you know, whatever style you think I would look good in. Ooh. So now she'll just all of a sudden randomly every 6 months, she'll pick up a shirt and just like randomly send it to me.
No kidding.
Huh?
Yeah. And they wear well, they're real comfortable. Yeah. It's top quality.
See, what a great ad spot. They're going to have to go run with that. You know, that's going to be their new motto. What great quality. NerdyLegion.threadless.com. Or you can go
to... We should timestamp that.
You can go to NerdyLegion.com.
And we should get the audio.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
And we should animate a commercial of Nick telling people.
Oh, my God. Genius. See, Aaron Bell, you should be our new chief of marketing. Aaron yeah. Bell, chief of marketing.
Yes.
Find them at fuckyou.aaronbell.com.
That's why we have them on here.
Oh, it dropped to the third trending. It's now third worldwide behind Doctor Who and Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, man, that started tonight.
Well, Game of Thrones is pretty big.
I'm only don't be upset by that. Behind on that.
All I know is I saw a dragon come out of an egg at the end of one season. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
It's not too bad. I stopped watching it also.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Sorry, people. I don't get it. The show's not that good.
No, I've been a huge fan of the books. When my wife and I started dating, she's like, you would enjoy these books. And I think only the first two were out at the time. Mm-hmm. And I read them, and I, like, devoured them. And then the third one came out, and I was like, wow, these are really good. Huh. And I was super excited for the TV show. And the first season was pretty good. And then the second season, it started, like, characters that I've read for ages were not themselves. And, like, I get you have to make changes, but when it got so far beyond, like, what a character personally would do or how they would act in situations, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I just can't. So there were a couple things I wanted to see how they did on the show, like big events.
Yeah.
So I watched through, I think, maybe the third season, maybe the fourth. And I was like, all right, I've seen everything I care to see. I don't want this TV show to spoil the books that are never coming out anymore. So I'll just stop. My wife still watches. She's like, it's all right. But
I tried to watch the first season. I made it like halfway through, and I was like, you know what? I've got better things to do. I've had the books on my Audible wish list for years, and I just keep getting other stuff instead of Game of Thrones.
The books are good.
Yeah?
The books are – yeah. Oh, they're very good. Mm.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. I have them – like, I mean, we have physical copies. I bought digital copies because it's just easier than carrying around giant books when I want to reread them. Mm-hmm. And my wife – like, I got her the – books on tape, jerks.
you so mean she, Audible?
Yeah, she listens to it like on her iPod because we're super old school. She listens to it as she runs sometimes, which I think is bizarre.
Did you say on her 8-track? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes her okay. portable 8-track.
Okay, as just she, checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
As she roller skates down the street.
Does her portable 8-track accept nice. AOL CDs?
It does not, actually. Just a little.
It's before that time, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Damn, it's too bad. It's too bad.
Did AOL have CDs or was it floppy disks?
No, dude, they had CDs.
Shit, I never had CDs. I had, like, AOL 2.0 floppy disks.
No, man. I made a lamp with AOL CDs one time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for shop class. It was great. It was great. God. Anyways, I got one public service announcement. I don't know if you guys saw this, Nick. I know you don't care because you don't have a heart. But George Romero died today.
I have the biggest heart. Are you kidding? Oh, George Romero. Yeah, don't care.
See, I knew it. Bastard.
Not cool.
Bastard.
Not cool, Nick.
Not cool, Nick. Nick's like Nick is to Ramiro as Ronnie is to the new female doctor.
No. Nick just said he doesn't care. He didn't rant about it for 45 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't see that he ranted. I just know that he hates a female Doctor Who for some reason. And
he's not
understand.
Yeah, he's not a fan.
Why? Does he have a valid reason?
Because it's a girl is, I think, the only reason.
No, that's bullshit. That's not the only reason.
I'm telling you, that was his argument. And when he hears this, he could yell at me because I'm getting it wrong, but I don't think I am.
All right, you know what? Ronnie, you must come and talk to me about this. Because now you're making me very upset. You used to be my favorite, and now you're mad the doctor's a woman? I don't think that's the case. I don't believe it. That's not Ronnie. It can't be.
Ronnie doesn't believe women should be doctors? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, my God.
That's what I heard.
See, and the thing is, she's a kick-ass actress. I don't know if you've seen Attack the Block.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
She's awesome.
Dude, that movie made, like, no money. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, because when they announced it, I looked up what she did, and I was like, oh, yeah, Attack of the Block. So I went in, and I looked at it, and it did, like, half of its budget. The budget was, like, $8 million or pounds or whatever, and it made, like, $4 million at the box office.
Yeah, but, it's, like, one of those movies that everybody now watches.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if they're getting money from it, but at least, you know. But, I mean, look who's in it. You got the star of Star Wars and now Doctor Who, so.
Yep. People are going to watch that shit. Watch it, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, she was really good in Wired.
I haven't seen that.
You, I think, would really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it about wires?
Because I it like wires. It is only about wires.
Okay.
The biopic about John Belushi?
No, she just sits at like an old phone operator desk, just patching calls. That's it.
Oh, that sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it's three episodes. It's awesome.
Wait, are you being serious right now?
No, why would I? I mean, I'm serious. It's three episodes, but no, it was really good.
No, I need to see all this other stuff she's done. I heard The Assets that was really good that she was in.
That I haven't seen.
So I need to watch that. I'm assuming it's a spy thing. So I don't know. Ronnie Barron.
But I will say this: the only thing that I'm not pleased with George Romero about is that if it wasn't for him, like, I wouldn't have to suffer through people talking about the Walking Dead TV show.
How so?
The show is fucking garbage, and everybody who watches it is an idiot.
All right, listen.
Hey, Martin.
Tweet me directly at Rombar316.
Martin?
Yes.
And you think I'm going to get the hate mail for my Romero comment. Adorable.
See? I got your back, Nick. I told you there would be something that comes up.
Yep. You could just email him. I'm an a-hole. At fuckyou.aaronbell.com.
Yeah.
Hit him up on Twitter at Ronbar316.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, dude. I'm a big zombie fan. Everyone knows that. And Walking Dead's just not that good. I still watch it because I'm a dumbass. But it's just not that good. I hear Fear of the Walking Dead has gotten freaking amazing, though. I need to watch that.
I've heard that, but I'll put it this way. My wife has stopped watching it. And if she's not going to sit through something, it's garbage. And I mean, she will watch any show like that. And she's just like, I'll watch Walking Dead, but I can't watch Fear the Walking Dead because it's terrible.
Interesting.
Yeah. See,
the first season was okay. The second one I thought was pretty good.
I never watched it.
I don't know.
I watched three seasons of Walking Dead and I was like, why am I wasting my time?
God, I say that after every episode that I watch. Why am I still watching this?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I would watch an episode. And the entire time I'd be like, there's nothing happening. There is nothing happening. And then the last like 2 minutes of the episode, there'd be just like some crazy zombie something. And I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. I guess I'll watch next week. And that would be the same thing. And I'm like, no, after this season ends, I just need to break up with this show.
No, that's their formula. They do an episode where nothing happens. And then the next episode, some crazy shit happens. And then it goes back to nothing happens. And rinse and repeat. You're right.
Yeah. And like, I can deal with some, you know, with a show where nothing happens. If like it's done well. You know, like, I didn't care about the characters. Mm. And, like, I've read the comic books for years. And I'm watching the show, and I'm like, wow, I want all these people to get killed by zombies. Mm. And, you know, when you're watching the zombie movie, you're not supposed to be rooting against the people. And that's what was happening.
They need to do a better job at some things, too. Like, what was that girl? We'll just call her Michelle. That's not her name. But the girl that's going to be in the new Star Trek show. God, what the hell's her name? Daryl's going to listen to this and be like, you mother effer, that's blah, 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 blah. anyway, the girl that's in Walking Dead that is going to be the new main character in the new Star Trek show that's coming out.
Michelle Yeoh is on Walking Dead?
No, not Michelle Yeoh. The other girl. The black girl.
Michonne?
No, not Michonne.
What? Then I don't know who you're talking about.
The girl
show.
Whose brother died.
Anyway, oh, way early on.
Well, her brother died like 2 seasons ago, I think.
Was it? Oh, then I.
Oh, wait,
no,
maybe it wasn't her brother. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The girl that is in Walking Dead. Spoiler alert: she died last season.
No, you ruined it.
She's going to be the new main character in the new Star Trek show. Everyone's like, well. Like, is she going to do Walking Dead and the Star Trek show? And I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, Walking Dead, like, that's money bags, right? Like, everyone watches it. They make a shit ton of money. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. Like, they make money off of it. And then you have Star Trek. Like, if I was an actor, or actress in her case, and I was in a very successful show like that, but somebody offered me Star Trek, I'd be like, well, shit, like, Star Trek, like, it's mother effing Star Trek, you know? I'm going to be in Star Trek. So I'm like, well, as soon as they announced it, I was like, this bitch is going to die. And sure enough, she died. But they need to do a better job of, like, I don't know, maybe hiding some of that stuff.
Well, you know what? It's the time that we live in.
Oh, don't go there, because then I'll get angry.
Well, it's the truth, though. You know, back when we were growing up, a movie would come out and you wouldn't know that the movie was coming out until you saw a trailer in the movie theater.
All right, let's rephrase this, Grandpa.
As soon as anything happens, there's 700 people tweeting about it. So you're going to know who's cast in whatever way before anything ever really happens.
That's true. And that's one reason why I chose never to do like blog posts on the Nerdy Legion website, because I want it to be like, if we end up talking about something that happened, it's on the podcast, right? So like,
right,
when you like tweet something or put it on Facebook, it'll tell you what it is, right? So like, Nick did the Spider-Man Homecoming with Jack, and I know Daryl was on that, right? So obviously, like, the episode titles are Spider-Man Homecoming Review Part 1, Part 2. But you have to actively click on that or subscribe to it on wherever to listen to it, right? So if you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it because it's information that you want based on information you already have, right? So like, I'm assuming, I mean, except for me, because I listen to the episodes even though I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm still gonna see it, but it didn't matter. Like, I just enjoyed the discussion, right? So, but I'm assuming for most people, they're not going to listen to those episodes until after they watch the movie, right? Unless they purposely like getting spoiled for whatever reason.
Right.
Whereas if you have, like, an article posted on Twitter or Facebook, and the headline's like, oh, Jodie Whittaker is the new Doctor Who, okay? Or new Doctor Who is a woman, or whatever it is. Like, that spoils the shit out of it before you even take any action on it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then the clickbaity headlines aren't any better. Like, you won't believe who the new Doctor Who is.
Yeah.
You know, like, those piss me off. Like, I don't click on them because I'm like, listen, it's probably going to be like 15 slides and I have to click next 15 times or 16 times because there's going to be an ad somewhere in between, right? I have to click next 16 times to get to the information, you know, and it'll be just be like pictures for 10 of those slides. Like, just give me the fucking information. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to know about it, give me the information. If I don't want to know about it, then you should do the responsible thing and not put that shit in my face. But that's just me. And I understand that, like, you know, publishers and movie companies and all that stuff send press releases out to people so they can share the news. That's totally cool. If you like sharing those news, that's totally fine too. But me personally, it doesn't entice me to want to click on your link. Matter of fact, it'll probably entice me not to click on most of your links because I might feel like I'm going to get information I don't currently want.
Yes.
By the way, before we recorded, I told you I had a serious thing to talk about. This is not it. Just for the record. Nick, do you agree? Am I just being an old grouchy man?
With what? Clickbait crap?
Yeah, clickbait crap or, you know, like, whatever. Even the
overflow of information.
Overflow. There you go. Aaron Bell, you're my new whatever. You're my assistant now. Congratulations. Yes. You've been promoted.
Oh, my God. I've gotten, like, two or three promotions today. Wait, no, my wife is going to be so happy.
I forgot. You're demoted because you were, like, CEO of marketing 10 minutes ago.
Oh, damn.
Now you're just my assistant. All right.
Oh, she might leave me.
Anyway, sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
No, I could care less about the clickbait stuff. I mean, if people are still clicking on that crap, they just a glutton for punishment. I pretty much have gone off the following hype trains at this point. I mean, I follow who I want to follow in regards to, like, entertainment out there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff is interesting, especially if it's a music-related, oh, they've announced a tour. Great. Now that's on my radar, and I'll pay attention to it and get tickets when they're close. But comic book stuff, I can take it or leave it. A lot of it is just it gets me hyped up and ready to go and excited for however they're promoting said series. But Hollywood stuff, I purposely try to be in the dark. Like, I went to go see Baby Driver, and until one of my buddies told me it was a heist film, I had no clue what that was about.
All right, I want you to give me a one-line review of Baby Driver. Because I want to see this. I've heard a lot of things about this movie, all non-spoilery. But just a one-line review.
It's the Edgar Wright movie that made me want to go back and watch all of the other Edgar Wright movies.
All right, that's a good review. I like that.
Huh.
You know me with zombies. I have no interest in that crap.
Yeah.
But now I actually want to go back as Scott Pilgrim and watch that stuff. You know how many people have told me that? And at this point, it's almost like don't believe the hype. But Baby Driver, there's points in that movie. I would say there's maybe 3 minutes of that movie where there isn't music playing.
No kidding.
And you know me, I'm like a sucker for soundtracks. So it was amazing to see practical car effects being done because the main character has a ear issue. As a young child, he has ringing in his ears, so he puts headphones on so he can drown out the buzzing in his ear. But that is such a great vehicle for Edgar Wright to play, and I think he played three songs. And I mean, there's only 3 minutes of, like, non-music in the damn thing, I would guess. But there were at least three songs that were played, like, front to back without stopping. They did not shorten that song at all. It was like 3 minutes and 12 seconds of an action bit that played like one after another. It was really impressive because I'm so used to this quick cutting in movies that you get barely 30 seconds, whether it's an instrumental part of a soundtrack or a song that you actually recognize.
Mm-hmm. You mean like at the beginning of Suicide Squad when they're introducing all the characters and they each have a different song that you hear like 30 seconds of?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say every song in Suicide Squad was about 25 seconds long at that. But movie. This was...
I enjoyed it.
Okay. But the Baby Driver was, and I'm not even, and you know, Martin, I'm not even a car guy. I have no interest in cars. I have interest in heist movies, but this movie had great dialogue, but the soundtrack was fantastic, and it just, it kept me completely glued, not really, other than my buddy saying, yeah, it's a heist film that has a really good soundtrack. Like, that's all he told me. And he's like, you should take your dad. Your dad's going to love this. He loved John Wick. He's going to love this movie.
I want to see
it. I was kind of not sold on seeing it. I mean, eventually I'd see it. But then I saw an interview with him where he was basically saying, you know, oh, it was great because I had a great time, you know, directing the movie to the music. And pretty much right from there, I was like, well, that's an interesting thing. And then I saw like one scene and it really was awesome. And now I think I'm definitely going to see the movie.
See, that's interesting, though, because if he's directing to the music, that means that they already have all the stuff set up and he's thinking so far ahead. You know, like to be able to make that connection in his head, right? Because they're not going to be playing the song over and over as they're acting, right? Like they're literally acting and then the music comes in post-production.
I think he totally knew exactly what songs he wanted where. Mm. And what was really cool, and I haven't seen this in a movie in a while, unless it was like a big, like when Tarantino did Hateful Eight on 72mm, where he came out and like, oh, thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. Well, Edgar Wright at the beginning of the film, he's like, he pretty much, I mean, I'll encapsulize it, but it was pretty much like, hey, I know everyone in the theater has a very hectic life. I really appreciate you coming out, supporting film, supporting me. I know there's plenty of places you could be right now spending your money, so I really appreciate you coming out to the theater where it's important and actually seeing a movie and not sitting on your couch watching a movie.
Mm, yeah.
So And I was like, that's pretty, like, freaking ballsy, because it's very easy for anyone in Hollywood to be like, don't pirate my movie. But for him to actually be like, hey, this is sort of important. Like, I get a good cut of the DVD sales, but having people put asses in seats for my film, mm-hmm. that's how I'm going to actually get my next film financed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And shit, we could all be out there like, sure, does Star Wars need us to do that? No. Like, there's so many films out there that don't need people's support.
Yeah, see, that was my thing, right? So I watched the first Star Wars thing, and I think we talked about this, Nick. I watched the first Star Wars trailer, and I wasn't that impressed. But at the same time, like, does it really matter if I'm impressed with the trailer or not? Like, I'm going to go see Star Wars anyway, because it's Star Wars. You know what I mean? So, like, if a new Batman movie comes out, I'm going to go see it, because it's mother effing Batman. And another, so they just announced, they were talking about they're rewriting the whole script. Yeah, because they have a new director, he's rewriting the script. But I'm thinking to myself, well, they've been saying that they wanted a rewrite for a long time. Because that's the reason that Affleck didn't want to direct the movie, is because he didn't feel like the script was strong enough.
Huh.
So, I mean, yeah, fucking rewrite it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I also think some of it has to do with the success Wonder Woman's having.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That they're like, we need to make this more like that if we can, instead of, you know, just total dark and brooding, like, you know, like the, I guess, Batman versus Superman Batman was.
So what you're saying is they're going to make Batman into Tom King's Batman.
No, what I'm saying is they're going to make Batman a woman. And then Ronnie's not going to go see it.
So what you're saying is they're making it like Tom King's Batman.
No, I'm not saying it. You could say that all you want.
You know,
I don't know what either of you are saying right now.
That's because you don't read Batman. Actually, you know what? Right now, I don't read Batman either, so.
You're lying. You're lying.
No,
I'm taking a
little Batman hiatus right now.
Well, sabbatical. What's happening in Batman when we talk
a sabbatical. About it. I mean, I'll talk about it through like issue 25, but for now, I'm relaxing for a little bit. And it's probably the bad time, by the way, because they have the new arc. I know that the jokes and riddles thing. All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being Donald Trump and 10 being, we'll just say good Batman. We'll just do like a pair of Batman. All right. On that scale, where would you put it?
The issue 26?
Yeah.
Jeez. Like a 4.5?
4.5, so like Ivanka Trump is where you're rating it.
No, well, if that's maybe a 5.5.
And not like Ivanka Trump's looks, but I mean like her relationship to her father.
What was that?
I don't even know what's going on, Nick. I'm just saying.
All right, Aaron Bell, 1 is Donald Trump's hair, and 10 is Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Where would you rank this?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
See, on the one hand, Donald Trump's hair is funny as hell.
That's true. But we're not rating on a funny scale.
But I would say, yeah, no, it's still hovering right in the middle, something like a 4.5 to a 5.
4. Don't forget, 5. Aaron Bell, you are an official DC Comics reviewer, so.
And that's where I stand. The thing it has going for it is the Joker is fantastic, but I don't like anything else about the book.
I do like the Joker. Damn it, Bell! Now I have to read it.
Told you you're reading it.
Dude, I've been saying I was going to take a break for a while. Mike and I talked about this like 2 or 3 months ago. Like, and I was to the point where I was like, Mike, I'm like pretty close to just not buying this book anymore. Like, I'm going to cancel my DCBS order. And
can you do that?
Well, no, but like, you know, future orders. And Mike talked about this a little bit, and I was like, you know what, Mike, you're right. So I'm still getting it. It's just not the top, my first thing to read, you know, like it used to be.
Wait, was this right around the same time that you were getting off of social media and then it lasted for 2 days?
No, it was before that.
No, it lasted longer than that.
Well, I mean, it lasted longer, but I was still kind of
hopping
on, like,
our chat.
Yeah, hopping on chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Nick. You know he can't live without us.
Oh, he could.
Oh, let me tell you. So, all right. So I've successfully converted some people to using DuckDuckGo, which is great.
Yeah, they're a fine sponsor.
Fine sponsor. Some people tried it, didn't like it. That's fine. You don't have to like it. Anyways.
All you have to do is turn Safe Search off and it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Jerks. You have to turn it off. You have to. Otherwise, you can't see nipple. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know why you're searching for things with nipples. I don't know. But, so my thing this week has been, like, I want to cut down on social media. Right? So I thought about, like, so I uninstalled Twitter and Facebook months ago. I don't have them on my phone.
Wow.
But I still have Messenger. And the reason for that is notifications. Because notifications ruin your life. Okay? Especially like if you're running groups and like pages and things like that. Like, all the time, like, so-and-so commented on this, so-and-so liked this, so-and-so did this, so-and-so posted an image, so-and-so blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's cool. Like, I'm glad you're participating in this conversation. But overall, it doesn't matter. Now I can't think of it. But, like, in a bigger picture, it doesn't make a difference in my life in any way. You know what I mean?
You don't need to be notified when anyone posts up just random crap.
Correct. But which at the same time I also turned off all notifications for my personal email accounts. Because the chances of it being an actual important email on my personal email account are slim to none. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be a friend sending me, like, a link to something, or, like, somebody from the network being like, hey, can you post this episode or whatever that is. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to rewrite the whole website so that nobody has to get in touch with me to post things, right?
Oh, my goodness. Hermit Martin.
No, not Hermit Martin. Okay? I'm trying to simplify my life, dude.
I hear you. I have the only notifications I get on my phone are text messages.
Well, so here's the thing. So I use Facebook Messenger as my messenger / text thing, right? So all my texts go through there. All my Facebook people go through there. And I think about it, and I'm like, so for example, our chat starts at like 6 in the morning, right? And granted, I'm up, okay? And I look at it. But I just can't, with my time constraints, constantly be looking at the chat, right? So what I do is I'll generally do a mute for 8 hours on the chat. So if somebody like at Martin, I'll see that. But if it's just like the regular chat, I'm not going to see it. And I'm just trying to simplify. You know what I mean? Like I just. In my work life and my personal life, I don't have time to be constantly in these things. So it started with getting rid of Facebook and Twitter. So when I actually access Facebook or Twitter, it's through the websites, which aren't as good. And actually, here's the thing. Twitter just updated their website where you can still get notifications.
Interesting.
Because I think, Nick, you and I talked about this a little bit last week. When we're talking about the App Store and how Steve Jobs' original vision was to have web apps in the App Store. He didn't want, yep, like actual native apps. And one of the things I mentioned was some of these things that people are doing, and one of them is like offline apps. And the new Twitter website, if you access it on mobile, it's an offline app. So you can actually save it to your desktop or your phone or whatever, and it can still pull information as needed. Right. And it works exactly like the app. So you get notifications. It kind of works offline if you don't have an internet connection, which is pretty interesting, and all this stuff. But even then, like I've chosen not to save it to my phone because of that, because I don't want those notifications, and notifications are turned off. So I have to, going back to the point I made, 10, 15 minutes ago, I want anything that I want to access, I want to access on my terms, right? So I don't want websites telling me, hey, click my fucking link, it's the best, or, whatever it is. And the same thing with social. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody comments on something that I posted on Twitter, and usually on Twitter, because Facebook is, like, at the bottom of my list, really, for things that I enjoy doing. But like Twitter, I love the shit out of Twitter. Like if you want to talk to me about something, Twitter's the best place.
You're such a big baller.
Well, I don't know why that is. I just like
you're
Twitter
so about. Hollywood.
I'm so Hollywood. No, I'm not Hollywood, Nick. It's the opposite
Look at
of that.
You.
It's the opposite
Look
of that.
Look at you.
Like I want,
like I can't be bothered.
No, it's not that I can't be bothered. It's that I want to be bothered with things that are important. If that makes
you're
sense.
Like, look at me, and then don't look at me. Don't interact with me. How dare you?
Well, no, it's not quite that either.
You're our Lindsay Lohan.
It's not quite that either, because I'm still open to Twitter. Like, I'll still check Twitter, like, 3 or 4 times a day. Facebook, I might check, like...
34 times a day.
3 or 4. Facebook, I'll check, like, maybe once or twice a week. Matter of fact, I don't think I've been on Facebook in a few days. Aside from Messenger. So if it wasn't for our private chat, like I probably wouldn't even have Messenger on there.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways. That went somewhere I didn't expect it to go. Damn you, Aaron Bell.
It wasn't my fault. You're the one that went crazy. Just know though that I am at Martining you like 7 billion times a day now on Messenger. Give me like four times in everything I say.
You would.
Even if it has nothing to do with you.
You would.
Hey, Ronnie, at Martin. When are we recording Rebirthically, at Martin?
You would. You asshole.
All day long. Yep.
You asshole. But think about it. Like, so, Aaron, I know you've got a tough job. Okay. But
at the
same time, like, you read a lot of comics at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to read comics at work.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are days when I legitimately have to do work for most of the day. and like, I'll get home, and I'll open up Messenger, and it's like, you have 192 new messages. And I was like, God damn it. And I'll scroll up a little bit to see what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I'm just going to ignore anything that happened during the day, because obviously that conversation's over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that goes back to the Slack thing from before, right? Like,
yeah.
You get a lot of information. It's like, it's overload, dude. Like, how much do you need, right? So, like, if I was, I don't know, if I was doing, all right, so a couple of years ago, I was doing tech support, and half my day was pretty much just hanging out, doing nothing all day. And when I was doing that, like, I could have on one screen Slack and Facebook and Twitter and all that, and then on the other screen have all my work stuff. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, just checking. I hit my mic on my headphones, and I don't know if I was still going. So I could do it then, right? But, like, when I'm constantly, like, either on one screen or doing something else, then I just can't, right? Because then the second screen takes the focus out. And, I mean, the phone's a second screen regardless, right?
Yeah.
So I just can't because, you know, I go to work to make money to feed my family. So if I'm wasting time on Messenger or Facebook or Twitter or wherever else, then it's taking time away from my productive time. And I just can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky in that. I mean, if nothing's going on at my work, I mean, there's literally nothing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You know what would fix this? God, I don't want to talk about this. Because it's going to be a deep rabbit hole. Nick!
What?
We need to go back to our topic from last week. That we briefly mentioned at the end of the podcast. And now we have Aaron Bell in it. Our topic for last week was pick three characters, your favorite characters, and put movie soundtracks to them. So we're going to do that tonight. Because I was unprepared last week. It was a little more complicated than I expected it to be.
Yeah, unprepared. Come on. Let me preface this by saying I had 10 minutes to do this. Maybe 15.
You had more time than I did. Because I always tell Nick, if you have a topic, I don't want to know about it. Just bring it up in the show.
You just said you did this last week.
Well, we started to. Because he brought it up in the show. And for most topics, I'm okay with just kind of going with it. But this one, I actually had to think about it. So, you got almost as much time as I did, I promise. I promise. So, the characters that I picked last week, and I actually stuck with them, were Batman, Nightcrawler, and Moon Knight. Aaron, what characters did you pick?
I also picked Batman. I also picked Nightcrawler. And I didn't. I picked Batman. I picked Invincible.
Really? Wow. Okay, good.
And I picked Lester Papineau.
What? What's
Essex
that?
Essex County, motherfucker.
Oh, shoot. It's been ages since I read that. Holy cats.
You right. Said favorite characters. It's my favorite book. So
that's
there you
fair.
Go.
That's fair.
Wow.
Nick, what are your three?
Oh, good God. I wasn't even going to play along, but now I will.
You better. It was your topic.
Well, yeah. I was just asking you.
Oh, I see how this goes.
Yeah.
Put Martin on the spot. Put Aaron on the spot, but not Nick.
Yeah.
I have right. Good answers, too.
Right.
And I even came up fourth.
What? Well, you can throw in a bonus. What the hell?
No. I want to hear what yours are, and then I'll tell you why they're wrong.
There you go.
Well, you don't have to do that.
What are yours, there is, Nick?
There is no wrong answers. How dare you?
Nick Stahl.
I will go... Yeah, I am. I will go Judge Dredd.
Ooh.
Dredd Star, because I've been thinking a lot about Jim Starling.
Okay.
What's the... Holy Christ. Let me think.
Unprepared on your own homework assignment.
This is amazing.
No, I'm just trying to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go Walking Dead.
Oh my God.
I was Walking Dead a character.
I didn't
character.
I didn't say, all right, then whatever the main character's name
is. Rick Grimes.
Sure.
Okay. Fair
enough. I'm cool with that. I like the comic.
Fair enough. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go first. I'm going to leave Batman for last because that was the toughest one, as I mentioned last time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with Moon Knight because I think it's the most unbelievably commonsensical one of all of the ones that I picked. And my movie soundtrack for Moon Knight is the Fight Club soundtrack. And not necessarily the one you get from the film. If you purchase the movie soundtrack, most of these are Dust Brothers songs. So yep. Kind of like techno-y, poppy, whatever. You know, like 90s techno. Okay? We remember that stuff. If you're under 35, you probably don't. I just think it's fun. And the only reason I thought about that was I went back and I was rereading some of the latest Moon Knight stuff, and I immediately thought of that the Pixie song that ends the film, the Where Is My Mind, and I was like, sure. Hey, you know what, that Fight Club soundtrack is probably pretty good. So I went and listened to some of it, and I think it works out pretty well. I mean, electronica kind of works with everything, so it's kind of cheating, but that's what I picked. Fight Club soundtrack.
That's good. I will go. I'll give you my Batman first, just so we don't double up on Batman.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I chose the Natural Born Killer soundtrack.
Oh, you son of a bitch! That's good.
Because there's parts of the soundtrack are like L7 ass kicking songs.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of the soundtrack, it's like Leonard Cohen, you know, contemplating what's going on songs. I figured it hits all the bits of Batman. So, I mean, for me, everything, you know, it just kind of gets the whole character all in one completely insane album.
Interesting. All right, Nikki?
I will do my Walking Dead, Rick Grimes, whatever you want to call it. I will throw it out to John Carpenter's Halloween.
Ooh.
Really?
I love any John Carpenter. So I could do all three could be John Carpenter soundtracks if I wanted to. I love his soundtracks.
I do like the soundtracks, yeah. That's a good one. I'll go next. So my Nightcrawler soundtrack is a movie that probably a lot of people haven't watched, and it's actually books that were turned into movies. I think there's two movies out, and there's like three or four books. But for Nightcrawler, I picked the Day Watch.
Oh my God, I love those books.
/ Night Watch soundtracks. For anyone listening that has no idea what I'm talking about, Day Watch and Night Watch. And what's the other one? It's something
Twilight Watch.
Twilight Watch. It's Russian novels that were turned into Russian films, and they have the like Russian demons and angels and old gods and new gods, and it's just crazy shit happening everywhere.
It's awesome. The police force of the armies of the light and dark.
Correct.
And it's fantastic. The books are so good.
So good. So that's what I picked for Nightcrawler. And the reason I picked that is, you know, Nightcrawler's got that Eastern European thing. And he's got a lot of layers to him. And the Day Watch, Night Watch soundtracks have a lot of, obviously, Russian music. But there's, like, Russian techno. There's Russian rap. There's Russian metal. Like, it's just, it's a great soundtrack. And I think it just kind of fits the vibe of Nightcrawler. Especially the Nightcrawler I remember from, you know, like, the early to mid-90s when the X-Men was the best.
Man. Now I want to go watch Night Watch again.
I know. I put it on my Netflix queue tonight, too.
I'm holding the DVD in my hand.
Nick, have you ever seen those? No, wait. No, that's not Nick's thing. That's not Nick's thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It might be.
They're so good.
It's not... I mean, it's... I don't know how to describe it. It's like... It's just... It's like the police force of the light are trying to stop. There's this kid that could be light or dark.
Yep.
And both sides are fighting for him.
Yep. You know what it reminds me of? You remember the Constantine movie that Keanu Reeves did?
Mm-hmm.
Constantine movie? I don't remember that ever happening.
Oh, come on. All right, the movie wasn't that great, but like the things that they touch upon.
It was okay.
Yeah. The themes, some of those themes are key in Day Watch / Night Watch. They need to make that third one, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's already made. It's just not, like, brought to the U.S.
I'm going to have to look for that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
God, those movies are so good, too.
Really good.
I remember watching the first one. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? This is the best.
Yeah. A friend of mine handed me the book. Like, it came out. I guess it was just printed in America or something. And he's like, I just read this. You need to read this. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I read it and I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then just like, as they've been coming out, I mean, they're years old at this point. I think the third one's got to be at least like 10, 15 years now.
Right? Yeah, a little bit more. I think the first movie came out in 06, didn't it? So, I mean, the book's got to be at least a couple years older than that.
Yeah, oh man, but it's so good. Yeah. And we just like stumbled upon the movie one night back when I think Netflix had DVDs that you could rent.
Yep.
I think we were just looking through what we can get and we're just like, oh my God, they made a movie out of this. All right, fantastic.
So I just found an article from last year that says that Duskwatch will happen at some point.
Oh yeah. There's a fourth book, right?
Yep.
Oh yes. I think I have it and I think I read it, but I'm going to have to... Now I'm going to have to go find it. God damn it, Martin. See, at least I don't have to buy stuff, I don't think.
So good.
I'm not sticking with the theme of the show of going and buying lots of things because I already own them.
I'm sure Nick will get you to buy something.
Nah. Maybe.
I believe it.
For my second movie soundtrack for Invincible, yes. I chose the original Rocky movie soundtrack.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. Not the Eye of the Tiger garbage. But, you know, the gonna fly now? Come on. He starts off, he doesn't know he has these powers, then his dad goes nuts, and then he's gotta train himself and become super strong, and it fits. It's perfect. Also, I had 10 minutes.
It's a great running soundtrack.
Yeah.
You put that on when you're on the treadmill, it all works pretty well.
Yep. It's perfect. I don't know why Martin's freaking out.
I don't know either.
Jeez, I broke his internet.
Yeah, I think he fell asleep. His internet windmill just pooped out.
Either that or he's on mute cursing me out for something.
Could be. Or he's answering a question that his wife's thrown out to him, but usually he doesn't mute himself.
True. Or he's watching Night Watch and doesn't want us to know.
That could be true.
Yeah, seriously, I think you might actually enjoy the movie. It's not like horror-ish. It's more just kind of weird Russian mythology, wizards and demons, sort of.
It's great! Sorry, I had to go pee.
No, like I like the one sci-fi film with the kid with the light coming out of his eyes.
Yeah, The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy.
That was a fabulous film, but no, that's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh, the light coming out of his eyes.
Avatar?
No. It was with, Christ, what was his name? They were traveling around trying to hide him from the government.
Mac and Me.
Yes, Mac and Me. Exactly. No, I like sci-fi, and I don't mind suspense if it's in a sci-fi setting. I just don't like horror suspense. So,
kid with glowing eyes.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the one with the girl from Spider-Man. Oh, crap. It was on HBO.
That I don't know. Oh, it came out in the theaters.
What was that girl's name?
Which one? Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten
in the
Dunst.
First one?
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst.
That all, sounds right.
All boobs. Let's see. Kirsten Dunst. I'm going to find this movie. I know what you're talking about. I haven't watched Midnight Special.
There you go. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Never saw it.
Yep.
Oh, you should see it.
I think it's on Netflix.
It's pretty damn good.
If not, it's on the HBO app. One of the
oh, okay.
I'm sure it's on the HBO app.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's on the HBO app.
Cool. I have that.
I think Kirsten Dunst is his mom. And you know you're getting old when Kirsten Dunst plays someone's mom.
Oh, no. Come on. She's always that little girl in Interview with a Vampire.
Ooh.
It's like I was looking at the Emmy nominations, and I don't remember the name of the show. This is Us. Shameless. This is Us. Where Mandy Moore and Milo, whatever his name is, are the parents of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Mandy Moore, like the girl that sang Candy when I was in high school? And Milo, the little guy from Heroes, are parents of the show? God, I'm getting old. And then, of course, I remember, like, our oldest is about to turn 14, and the other one's about to turn 7. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I am getting old.
You're just like Mandy Moore.
God, I used to have the biggest crush on Mandy Moore back in the day.
Of course you did. Of course you did. You're a red blood American.
I wanted her candy.
Honestly, oh, I don't remember her ever singing. I just remember her being on Scrubs.
Oh, yes. That's right. God, that show was good, too.
Yeah.
That show was great.
Yeah, that show was fantastic. And I was rewatching it. And then partway through my rewatch, I was up to like season 5 and it vanished off of freaking Netflix.
No.
So that's awesome.
Wow. Oh, Netflix.
Yeah.
Killer of things.
I was just about to ask, oh, should I put that on my Netflix queue? Never watched it.
Not there anymore.
Oh, you never seen Scrubs? Yeah, it's good, dude.
Yeah, never watched an episode. And I like most of the characters that I've seen in it.
The first season, it was kind of finding its footing, but like seasons 2 through 5 were amazing. And then it started, you know, getting that, well, we've been on for a while. We're just going to fall into the same stuff every episode kind of deals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like any sitcom.
Yep. Now that you've stalled enough, what's your second soundtrack?
Me or you?
You.
Oh, okay. It's going to be for Dreadstar. And it is Michael Giacchino's John Carter.
All right, so let me say this. I know a lot of people hated that movie. I really like John Carter.
They're freaking crazy. That is a great movie.
Thank you, Nick.
I didn't see it.
You should see it.
Oh, you should see it. Yeah.
It's
really good. Really, really good. And Giacchino also directed Super 8. He's done some of the new Star Wars and Star Trek films, but his last one he did was Spider-Man Homecoming, which has some great orchestral parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So that's mine. I love John Carter. Can't get enough of it.
I agree. I love that movie. Fuck you haters. That's what I say.
I would put that movie up against plenty of comic book films that have come out.
Oh, man. Doesn't the new Planet of the Apes come out this week or next week?
It came out last Thursday.
Oh, it's already out? Son of a bitch, I gotta see that.
Yep.
I love those movies.
You know, I have not seen any of the new ones.
Oh, my God, they're so good.
I love...
I saw the Elfman, the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I loved the old ones when I was growing up. I'd watch them all the time. And then the Tim Burton one came out, and I watched it, and I was like, wow, this is trash.
And it was horrible. I
haven't brought myself to watching the new ones, but I've heard that they're fantastic.
Yeah, the new ones are really good.
So maybe I'll wait for this one to come out and watch all three of them at home.
Back. Yeah, that makes sense. I want to go back and watch like everything from the 70s and then lead up to the new stuff.
Oh, a friend of mine had like the box set of all the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one summer we literally just sat for a weekend and watched every Planet of the Apes. So good.
God, I want to do that. They there's a book out. I'm behind on it. Is it Green Lantern Planet of the Apes?
Yep, just ended.
God, I haven't read any of it. I got to read that.
I think that one just, I want to say issue 6 came out the other day.
Yeah, you might be right.
By week.
You might be right. All right, I guess that means it's my turn. Batman. So Batman was hard, man. Let me tell you, Aaron, you had a very interesting take on it. As soon as this came up on the last episode, I was like, I can't pick one because there's been so many Batman movies and the soundtracks are kind of diverse. So I thought about it, and you know, at first I was like Batman, and I was thinking of Tom King's Batman. And the first soundtrack that came to mind, this is not what I picked, by the way. This is not my soundtrack. We'll get to that in a second. The soundtrack that came to mind for Tom King's Batman was the Fault in Our Stars soundtrack.
Oh.
But I was like, you know what? That's a little too emotional. It's a little too emo.
It's very emo.
Too emo. So so I went back into my roots. I went back into my 90s Batman comics. And the soundtrack that I picked for Batman is
Prince's Bat Dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is the Tales from the Hood soundtrack.
Oh, so good.
Which is one of my favorite soundtracks of all times. It's got so much Wu-Tang Clan music in it. Like, not just Wu-Tang, but, like, individual members, like ODB, Gravediggers, like, which was one of the groups that they had under their wings. A lot, that kind of music. And it's just so freaking good. Like, if you're not into hardcore rap from, like, mid-90s, then I apologize. You might disagree. But Tales from the Hood is not only a great movie, but it's got one of the best hip-hop soundtracks of any movie. And I think it would fit so perfectly with like a dark, gritty Batman flick that I just had to pick it. That's my pick. Tales in the Hood. Batman.
Man, I have not thought of that movie in ages.
Really?
Yeah. When did that come out? Like 95?
95, yeah.
Yeah, man, oh man. It's good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, my last one, for good old little Lester from Essex County, I chose the soundtrack for Stand By Me.
Oh,
interesting.
Because the whole thing is like, I mean, I know that Lester wasn't growing up in the 50s or whatever, but it's like a coming of age story. And the whole thing, it's, you know, the innocence of the kids with all the, you know, everything else going on.
No, I like it. Little, that's good.
Got a little Buddy Holly. Got a little, I don't remember who else. Whoever sang Lollipop. The Cordettes or something.
Yeah, Cordettes. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good soundtrack, man. By the way, Stand By Me by Benny King is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
You old romantic.
I'm a dude. I love like 50s music.
Uh-huh.
I love the shit out of it. Like if there, all right. So there's never anything on the radio. Let me just say that there's never anything on the radio. Like maybe if you have a Sirius XM, you might.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I have a whole station of 50s music.
for people that don't have XM and don't have access to that, you can never go wrong with 50s music, dude. Like doo-wop music. Yeah. Like all that stuff. Like
old Motown.
Never go wrong. Oh my god, old Motown is the shit.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a good pick, man.
That's a fun one.
Now I'm going to go listen to 50s music while I read some comics. Nick, it's your last pick.
Hey. See, now, I don't like your last pick, Martin. How dare you?
You are crazy.
I'm going to strike it from the record.
No. No, because... no. You're going to go listen to some Domino right now.
Listen, Bell. You're a guest on this podcast.
Ooh, feisty.
My pick for Judge Dredd, that, just hear me out.
It's the Tales from the Hood soundtrack.
Yes.
No, 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 no. It is a Forrest Whitaker machine, and that would be Ghost Dog done by RZA.
Oh, my God. All right. Yes. Okay, I'm with you. Continue.
It has such great beats to it, but yet there's parts of it that get real funky, of course, but there's parts of it that sound really futuristic and just funky, and oh, it's such a good soundtrack.
All right, since you brought it up, I will put this on the public record that RZA is the greatest hip-hop producer of all time.
But I would second that.
Yeah.
All time?
All time.
Hmm.
If you, I'm sure there's other greats. There's no doubt about that. But what I'm saying
absolutely.
Is the type of arrangements that RZA does on his songs is just so different from anything anybody else does. And a lot of it, I'm surprised, Belle, because a lot of it is influenced by those old Kung Fu movies that you love. So I'm surprised you don't agree. But he just he does so many interesting things, the interesting arrangements with his music. Especially in hip-hop, I don't think there's anybody that can do things the way he does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree. I'm just surprised that... I don't know.
There's a lot more to RZA's production that I find interesting, and I can peel back that onion so much with his stuff compared to a lot of other hip-hop producers. Even like his Bobby Digital phase, I love how like soupy and 70s and roller disco-y it was. There was just so much cocaine there. Oh.
The Nerd Legion Podcast Network is not endorsed to use cocaine. Thanks. I'm with you, though. I'm with you. See, that's why you're my spirit animal, dude.
I can't believe you threw out Wu-Tang. I was like, dang it. That was mine.
Oh, man. Dude, Wu-Tang was my shit when it came out, man. I had everything. Oh. Every album they put out, like all their shitty like people that they were training to be awesome. Like I had all of that stuff. It's great. And it was
you
great.
You walked around in your yellow bumblebee.
No, I couldn't do that. I lived in New York, dude. You can't wear colors in New York. You know what I mean?
No. I hear you.
You could.
I wore black.
You could get away with it.
You can't go wrong with black.
There you go.
Black t-shirt, blue jeans. My outfit back then. Oh, man. Now I want to go. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to go listen to some freaking Wu-Tang and read some comics after this.
You know what your problem is? You're going to do that, and you're going to get so pumped up, you're not going to sleep.
Well, he doesn't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. Who cares?
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know what?
He's the lucky one.
Nick, you'll be proud of me. Hmm. I said, you know what? I'm going to take Monday off. And everyone's like, all right. And I said, yes. I might not come Tuesday either.
Did you tell your family this as well? Like, I don't want a honey-do list. I'm going to lay around the house naked. Leave me alone.
No. I've already got a list. I've got some bushes to trim, and I got to put this new bed together. So,
damn it.
Yeah.
Is this like an office space kind of thing where you're just like, I just don't think I'm going to go to work anymore?
I thought about it. That's why everyone should go buy a t-shirt and a mug at nerdlegion.threadless.com. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. just buy the stuff. I gotta see if there's a discount code for me and for you guys. I'm pretty sure there is. There's gotta be.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's gotta be.
Hey, can I circle
have to buy
back?
One of the Ronnie special shirts.
Can I circle back to trying to promote Baby Driver to the both of you bit more?
Oh, sure.
Something that no one has brought up, and I'm shocked. Maybe because he wasn't in it all that much, but what the parts that he was in it was fan-freaking-tastic. But John Barathol is in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, he's real quick. He's only in the very beginning. But still, it was like,
oh, great.
Man, that's
spoiling that he dies.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
He's only in a fight scene for 2 seconds, and then he's done in the movie.
No. Kevin Spacey runs the group of people like that pull off these heists. And his whole thing is he never works with the same person more than once,
except for
Baby Driver.
Right.
Yeah,
I did catch that in the trailer.
So that's why he was in the first heist, and then the second heist, he wasn't in it the rest of the movie. Mm.
So as far as heist movies go, would you say this is better than or worse than Heat?
Whoa, Heat was good.
Come on.
Why I'm asking. Heat was awesome. I'm just curious.
That's like throwing out like, oh, here's the pinnacle movie. Now compare it to that.
Like, exactly. Tell me, is this as good as that? Am I going to like it? Because I don't like anything that's not Heat.
Heat's one of those rare unicorns because even the parts that are dated don't bother anyone. It's still a pretty damn perfect movie.
And the other thing, is Val Kilmer in Baby Driver?
I wish. I'll take Val Kilmer in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and Heat any day of the week.
And Tombstone.
Yeah, and Tombstone. Absolutely.
And Real Genius.
No, I won't go that far.
Oh my god, you're crazy.
It's very dated.
No, not at all. What's dated?
Very dated. Very dated. But
no,
very interesting. But I will say Baby Driver has easily the best soundtrack I've heard in years, and it's probably my favorite movie of the year. Ooh. Over the Wonder Woman, over the Spider-Man, which I didn't think I would say, but yeah, it's just thoroughly entertaining. I don't even know if it's a better film, but it's thoroughly entertaining.
See, now I want to look up the soundtrack and see what's in it, but I think I'm going to wait until I see the movie.
Oh, no, don't. Just know that if you were to buy it on vinyl, it is 2 albums.
Fantastic.
It is chock full of music. And it's all over the place. It goes from 50s, like, doo-wop to, like, the craziest punk music to, like, even, like, there's a Western song in it. It's
nice.
Really interesting. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Edgar Wright, man. I'm telling you, now I have to go back and watch Hot Fuzz and all of his...
You've never seen Hot Fuzz?
No, never seen any of his pre-Scott Pilgrim stuff.
Oh.
I know.
Hot Fuz is good.
That's what everybody says about all of his films. But
Shaun of
just...
the Dead is a lot of fun. And it's been on TV a lot lately, I'm assuming, because Baby Driver's out.
Probably.
But Hot Fuzz is my favorite.
Okay.
That movie's so funny.
Which
just
movie
never,
this?
So ludicrously funny. Hot Fuzz?
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the rare movies I went and saw multiple times in the theater.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't see it multiple times in the theater, but I did watch it on Netflix many a time.
Yeah, good stuff.
Is his films on Netflix? I didn't even look.
I don't know if it is now. It used to be.
Okay. Maybe I'll look before grabbing them from the library.
Let me switch out of my kids' profile, and I will tell you. Because, you know, we like to do great podcasting here, and there's nothing greater, Nick,
mm-hmm.
than looking things up
as Jerry Gordon.
You mean the standard Nerdy Legion podcast thing that we always do the segment?
Correct.
Was when you two were looking up socks.
that was the best. Yes. That was my favorite.
Yes.
Because we went right into Christmas sweaters.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Trust me, I remember that. Bell, believe me, I love that.
Trust me, I do too. That was 7.5 hours of my life. I'll never have that.
All right, have fun.
It was so dumb, but so awesome. Ooh, okay.
Yep.
Should I be watching them in order?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. I just keep hearing about the. I keep hearing about the trilogy. That's why I'm like, does that mean I have to watch them in order?
Skip Ed. It was bad. But Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are fantastic.
Yep. They have a new show on Netflix coming out, which is I'm going to watch.
Oh, no. There was another one he did. I just forgot the name of that. End of the World?
Yeah.
That was good. Is that the one when they go to the different bars?
The bars, yeah.
Yeah,
I forget. I forget what it's called. That one was good.
Yeah, that was good.
But definitely skip Ed.
Okay.
What was that called? It's not called The End of the World, is it?
Something like that.
Hmm.
I don't remember.
Let's see. If I do a search for Simon Pegg... Nope, not on Netflix. Okay, then. Only Hot Fuzz is on Netflix.
Ah...
Shame on you, Netflix. Give me more content for $9.99.
Dang it.
$9.99. How many things can you... Dude, I'm like, I'm almost done watching all of Netflix. I need more stuff.
The World's End.
The World's End. There you go. Yep. Because that was the name of the last bar they went to.
Yes.
Yeah, that was all right. It was no Hot Fuzz.
No, but it was still pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
And also, I've just discovered that Simon Pegg did a voice on Phineas and Ferb.
Did he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Nick, I don't know if you know this, but one of our most popular segments on this podcast that we had kind of skipped for a little while is our cooking segments. The people love when we talk about food on this podcast.
They crave it.
They do crave it. They're like, damn it, what am I cook tonight? Let me go listen to Nerdy Legion.
Yep.
That's how it goes. So I have a recipe for tonight.
Oh, good.
But I'm wondering, Aaron Bell, do you do any crockpot cooking?
It is funny that you say that, because my wife just did some crockpot cooking yesterday.
And how did it turn out?
Honestly, it tasted like every other thing that we've ever cooked in a crock pot.
Come on.
That's my issue with them.
Well, you know, the problem is she didn't get a recipe from this fine podcast. So I've got a recipe for you. I don't know when this episode's going to come out, probably midweek. But the next weekend that you're at home and you want some breakfast, I've got a recipe for you. This is the Crockpot Cheesy Breakfast Nerd Legion Special.
Ooh.
And it's super simple.
Is the recipe going to be in the show notes?
God, show notes are so complicated.
You don't plan that far in ahead.
I have to type stuff. You know, like Nick, let me tell you, Nick keeps great show notes. He's got this fancy Google Doc with all this formatting. Yeah. It's got like a border on it and outline and pictures.
Pivot tables.
Yeah, I don't even look. I can't even get to it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still on dial-up, so I can't look at the show notes. But maybe Nick can post some show notes. How about that?
They're very complicated. I don't think people want to read through all of our... We don't want to let them peek behind the curtain too much.
Can't do that.
Very structured.
All right, so here's what you need. It's very simple. That's the good thing about Crock-Pot. Super simple. Grab a handful of potatoes. Let's say 3-4 potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Bell pepper.
green pepper, one onion, one sausage, 2 cups of cheddar cheese, 1 cup of sour cream. Then you got, you know, your herbs and spices, basil, oregano, salt, pepper, parsley.
Uh-huh.
Throw it all together in a crock pot. 4 or 5 hours on low. 2 hours on high. Perfect cheesy potato breakfast.
Are you cubing the potatoes? Are you throwing raw sausage in? What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, I guess I should. I guess I should give
him. I mean, holy shit!
All right, well, I mean,
no, just because we're throwing a
seriously, though, seriously, like this is common sense. But the potatoes, you will.
I mean, is this a cooking show or what?
The potatoes you will dice. If you want to peel them, I'll leave that up to you. I prefer to keep the skin on my potatoes. Most of the nutrition of the potato is in the skin. So I usually leave the skin on. But if you want to peel them, it's up to you. But dice it. The bell peppers, dice them. The sausage, I mean, fucking slice it. We're not animals, Nick. You know what I mean? Like, we're not cooking the sausage on a fucking grill or a barbecue or anything. This is a crock pot. You want to slice it. Everything else, just fucking throw it in there. Because that's how crockpot cooking works.
I love it. Sounds good. Now get your wife on that bell.
Oh, hang on. You there?
Uh-oh. I'm here.
There you are. My fucking headphones. Garbage.
Oh.
Garbage.
You and those damn headphones.
I need to. Well, I was using my Bluetooth ones. But they're, you know, the battery ran out.
Ugh.
Anyways. Cheesy breakfast potato recipe.
Are you throwing the sour cream in there, too? That sort of threw me.
You can. I guess I should. Oh, wait, did I? I might have left an ingredient out. Hang on.
Oh, Jesus.
I did.
We're so professional.
This is the best recipe.
No. I thought about it. I was like, wait, like, yeah, you fucking throw it in there. But then I was like, oh,
throw
wait.
Some salmonella in there.
No, because you got to throw a can of cream of chicken.
Yeah, oh. I was wondering what, like, the whole base for cooking this was going to
be. Yeah. That's why you have the sour cream, because you can't do milk, because milk will spoil in the crock pot. You have to do a cream. That's why you have the sour cream.
Interesting.
Dude, I'm telling you. All right, so we did this for the first time 2 weeks ago. It is the easiest thing. Now, granted, you have to dice and peel the potatoes if that's your thing. Again, I don't peel my potatoes. But just to be able to wake up and have this food ready, and it's just like, I don't know what to tell you, Nick. It's like if your grandmama slapped you in the face with a loaf of bread, except the loaf of bread is cheesy breakfast potatoes.
What an analogy. You're really painting that mental picture. Good God.
Oh, man.
It's like when old grandpapa used to come down and you stayed overnight at his house, and he would come down in the morning and slap you across the face with his dick. It's sort of like that. Sort of. And then you add sour cream to it.
Woo! I about choked. I was laughing so hard. Oh, let me get a sip of this drink. Hang on. Woo!
Is that a box wine?
So let me tell you. Here's my new thing. As you know, I generally drink box wine on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm a big fan of the gin and tonics.
There's boxed gin and tonic.
Which is a Ferretti thing, right? Because, you know, my brother, he loves gin and tonics as well.
Of course.
He is the master.
Yep.
of the gin and tonic. So I have found out, Nick, that if I make a perfectly normal gin and tonic, and if I take, I don't know, two sips out of it, and then I fill the glass back up with wine, then it is fucking delicious.
What?
Yeah.
So what kind of animal drink are you? What?
Listen, I don't know. Okay, this happened at random. I was like, damn it, my drink looks kind of empty. And I was out of gin, so I put some wine in it, and it was pretty fucking delicious.
Now, Julian Ferretti, does he give that a seal of approval?
I mean, he doesn't know about this.
Oh, well, then I'm not authorized to A-OK this drink.
I mean, he'll know now. It'll be the official drink of Choo Choo Con.
Okay.
But that's about all I can tell you.
Well, we'll find out. If he gives it the seal of approval, I'm behind it.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all that matters. Are we ready to wrap this up?
For sure. What about you, Bell?
You ready to wrap this up? You know, I'm just the guest chair, whatever happens.
See, but look at that. Bell is already in a better mood, and that's all that matters.
It's true.
See, because you cut me off yelling about Walking Dead before.
Well, you know, this is a podcast of love. You know what I mean? Like, Tesner is not on this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, we love things here.
Absolutely.
If you want to go hate on something, go listen to Comics in Black and White, I guess.
Go on your 6 other podcasts you do, Bell.
Yeah, there you go.
But not here. Not here.
Bell. Let's wrap it up. Outro time. This has been the Nerdy Legion Podcast with Nick Martin and hashtag fuck you Aaron Bell.
I should really copyright that.
You should. You can make some money off of that.
Absolutely.
You can find us all on Twitter at Geekvine, at Nick Wetmore, at Aaron S. Bell. The show is at Nerdy Legion. Aaron is at NLW Berthically as well. What's happened to this podcast?
That's a good question.
All right, here's what's going to happen to this podcast. I'm going to fire Ronnie Barron, and I'm going to find a new co-host for Aaron that actually has time to record podcasts and read comics. How about that? How does that sound for you?
No, I already got rid of one of the co-hosts.
True.
Well, I mean, depends who you ask. Because if you ask him, he says he got rid of you.
And that's why we're still on the show and he isn't.
Anyways, check Aaron out.
No, I mean, we were planning to record last night, but we ended up not. But hopefully tomorrow night we are recording our comeback episode.
I was going to say, he was too busy mowing the lawn at the baseball field.
Yeah.
Or something.
Gravel and stuff.
Anyways, that's it for us tonight. You can check all the other shows at nerdlegion.com. Go buy some t-shirts and coffee mugs.
Don't forget to update your links.
Update your links. Something. Actually, no, you don't have to update your links. Because
don't update your links.
You don't need to update your links. Jack pointed it out to me tonight, and I sent an update to the website, so it's automatically updated for you. So don't update shit.
Ooh.
You don't need to do anything, because, you know. Like a boss. Listen, this is not the Taylor Network of podcasts, okay? We have fine technologists on this podcast and network, okay, who can figure out technology stuff. Okay? That's all I gotta say. By the way, Daryl's gonna have Howard Shaken on his show.
What?
I'm gonna listen to the shit out of that. Yeah.
I am so gonna listen to this shit.
This might be a spoiler alert. Sorry, Daryl, if I'm not supposed to tell anybody. But it's going to be on Sunday Comics Podcast. I'm very excited to hear that. Anyways, Dang. That's it. We're done. Bye. Fuck your couch. We're out of here. Wait, I can't use that. I used that last week.
No, and I don't like that. You take that hashtag somewhere else.
Well, I mean,
leave that off this podcast.
Yeah, no, we can't fuck this couch. We sit on it. You know what I mean? Like, we record on it.
Yeah.
It needs to be a
There's no shenanigans couch. On this couch.
I mean, there's shenanigans.
Well, yeah, but...
I don't want to put a fucking black light on this podcast couch. You know what I mean?
No, and there's, like, of course stuff not. On it. Just don't look at my fur costume. Don't shine that black light on my fur costume.
I mean, as long as you bring it to Choo Choo Con, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some snuggling going on there. Mm.